Hello, everybody. My name is Cindy Brungart. I've been at Watermark for about 8 years. And before I start, I'd like to just say a little prayer for me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. My story is a story of grace. God chose me to be his daughter, not by anything that I have done, but because of his great love for me. He has chosen you as well, since you are here seeking healing that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. I was lucky to be born in a Christian family. My parents took me to church from my baptism as an infant. I grew up in church, going to Sunday school and then to youth group. I went to church all through college, even attended Bible studies, pursuing the Christian life. I knew that Jesus died for my sins, and I trusted him to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, assuring me of my salvation. After college, I signed up to be a young life leader, and on a retreat one weekend, I heard for the first time in my life that Jesus wants to have a relationship with me. I'd never heard that before, but all I had to do was ask him into my heart, so I prayed. The Bible says in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me." I immediately prayed to trust Jesus with my life and began to discover what a relationship with Jesus really means. I began discovering who he is and how much he loves me. We are not promised a perfect life. There have been many trials along the way, but I'm confident that Jesus is always beside me, and there's great comfort in knowing that truth. I married in 1975, and really all I ever wanted to be was a wife and a mother. I didn't want to have a career. I didn't learn how to type because I didn't want to be a secretary, because that's what everybody was, a secretary when I was getting out of college. So I just enjoyed having my three children and being a homemaker. That's really all I ever wanted to do. Our marriage was good. It wasn't perfect. We attended church together. We played our guitars in Sunday school and served together, and everyone thought we were the all-American family. But I didn't feel loved and cherished. I'd been going to Bible studies, and I'd been reading about what the roles of husband and wife are, and when it said you're supposed to be loved and cherished, I thought, that would be nice, but we didn't communicate very well. But I prayed a lot, and God assured me that he was in control. Looking back now, I wish that I had known about community, authenticity, accountability, communication, and conflict resolution, which are all the tools that I've learned at Watermark these past years. And I so wish we'd had a program like Reengage to go and work on our marriage. However, none of that happened, unfortunately. On January the 2nd of 1998, my husband Charles came in to me confessing he wasn't happy. He deserved to be happy. He said he couldn't change, I couldn't change, and he couldn't love me the way I needed to be loved. I was just devastated. I was shocked. I didn't know what to say. I pleaded with him, let's go to counseling, let's talk about this. And he said, no, we've talked about this before, and you know, you're the way you are and I'm the way I am, so it's not going to work. I was just devastated and unprepared for all this. The tears started flowing, and the pain of being rejected was just absolutely miserable, as many of you, I'm sure, feel already. I began seeking God and his comfort like never before. I spent most of my time reading Psalms, trying to make a sense of this and what it meant for me and my family, my kids. At this point, while I was in BSF and while I studied Romans, Romans 8:17 says, "We share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory." For the first time, I understood what Christ's suffering meant for me. As I shared in his suffering, the end result would be that I will share in his glory when I get to heaven. This brought some meaning to my suffering. I understood it a little bit more, and I really totally understood Jesus being broken and dying for me. However, Christ was without sin, and I was not. Christ showed me my part in the breakup of the marriage, and I'm really very grateful that he did show me that. The Holy Spirit showed me that I had a critical spirit that had been in my family for generations. I was able to see the log in my eye, which I know now is part of Christ-centered conflict resolution. I called my husband and met with him and asked him to forgive me for the sin of being critical. It was a very freeing part of my healing process. Unfortunately, I never heard anything from him about what his part was, but I'm still waiting. Maybe that'll happen someday. Being critical is still something with which that I struggle with, and I must often repent of this ongoing sin. I have to confess, I also had a lot of anger initially, which is also part of the healing process. Luckily for me, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart early in the first month and told me that my anger wasn't hurting my husband at all. It was only killing me. So I agreed with the Holy Spirit and recognized my sin of that, and I forgave him for leaving the family. That was a huge burden that lifted off my shoulders. I'm so thankful that I didn't walk around with anger, because all that does is cause bitterness. I prayed to Jesus incessantly that he would restore my marriage. Since nothing is impossible with God, as we read in the Bible, there's still hope even after 13 years. But now I'm content with the life God has given me. I'm experiencing peace, which I didn't have in my marriage. The wonderful news is that God is good and he is faithful. He has filled the hole in my heart with his love. This is the love that I was seeking all along. My husband couldn't fill that hole in my heart. A relationship won't do that. Only Jesus can do that. Only God's love can truly satisfy us. And as it says in Ephesians 8:38-9, nothing can ever separate us from God's love. He will be with us forever. As I pondered my divorce, my main concern was my financial security. How was I going to take care of myself and my three daughters? Worry turned to anxiety, anxiety to fear, and ultimately to panic. I had panic attacks in the night, worrying about how I was going to ever take care of myself and how I was ever going to have enough money to do anything. I knew God was in control, and my worldly mind had a difficult time grasping that all I needed to do was trust the Lord. When I woke up at night, I would just say the verse, "Perfect love casts out fear," which is the shortest verse in the whole Bible, the best one to memorize. Perfect love casts out fear. And I would just say it over and over and over as my mantra until I fell asleep at night. God's word always brings me comfort and calms my anxious heart. I was also petrified of being alone and raising my daughters by myself. I had not paid the bills in my marriage, nor thought much about finances. I had a lot to learn. And as I said, I still worry about my future, especially about having enough money to last my lifetime. But as God says in Jeremiah 29:11, he has a plan for me and he has a good hope and a future for me. And so that is one verse that I have clung to daily. I will say that after I started being on my own with my finances, I did start tithing, as they talked about in the video. My husband wouldn't ever do it, and I didn't know how I was going to be able to do it, but I knew that God's word says that you're supposed to tithe, and I started giving to the church immediately. And God is just miraculously, just like the lady in the video says, he supplied everything that I need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Our financial settlement took about 2.5 years, which is a very painful ordeal. I do not advocate any long drawn out financial deals, but we had to do that. But in the middle of it, God moved Lucy, my youngest, and I to North Carolina, to Montreat, which was a wonderfully healing 3 years for us. We finally came to the settlement after lots of money spent on the lawyers and accountants. But I must say that my husband has been very decent in the financial end of things, even though he doesn't want to really be a father and have a relationship with his kids as much as I would like for him to do. He has been decent on that, which is a wonderful thing for me. God has taken care of me in that area. I'd been fortunate to be able to stay home with my kids all during my marriage. I'd had part-time jobs to earn a little money, but I didn't have a career. I reentered the workforce at age 55, and after many jobs and new skills learned, which I had to learn, I even had to learn how to do computers, like the other lady said, I now have a wonderful job where I work with women who have breast cancer. It was a difficult journey, trying many different jobs, losing many jobs, but I kept persevering. I just pray, God, what am I going to do next? And he'd bring me something else. So as it says in Philippians 4:19, my God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Jesus. I hated budgeting my whole life. I know it's a self-control issue, as that is one sin that I struggle with constantly. But I did finally become obedient to God and started with my budget. It's actually very freeing and comforting to know where the money is going and how to spend it, but you do have to think about your money before you spend it, and that's what I had to learn how to do. I've also attended the MoneyWise class here at Watermark. There are wonderful people here, volunteers, who are gifted in money management, and they're willing to help you organize your finances. The Dave Ramsey Ministry is also a great tool which helped me plan my financial goals. His pet peeve is debt. He encourages us to eliminate debt, credit cards, loans, car payments, mortgages. He has a plan for financial success which is very workable. I found that relying on credit cards was a trap for me, and I've tried to use cash and build up my savings so that when emergencies come, which they always will come, it's nice to have a little money so you can pay for things instead of having to put it on a credit card. These are all tools which have helped me manage my finances. Some people instinctively know how to manage their money. I didn't. I had to learn everything from budgeting to paying bills to saving for taxes. And looking back, I sometimes wonder how I've made it or survived these past 13 years. But I know that God is on my side, and He has given me the confidence to keep going. I'm constantly seeking the changes that God reveals for me, for I believe that people can change. And as Christ followers, we are commanded to seek righteousness for our own lives. Life hasn't been easy and still isn't easy. We're not planned to have a perfect life. But in my heart, I know that God loves me, He cares for me, has a plan for me, and will take care of me. He's my husband, and a wonderful one at that. Thanks for listening to my story.